pure.
那重要是谈到一年有三大节期要遵守的。
And the most important is talk about three main feasts that we should keep in a year.
我们请看利未记23章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter
23. 这三大节期是所有的以色列人都一定要遵守的节日。
These three feasts are the Israelites have to keep.
第一个节日是逾越节，也称为无酵节。
The first one is the Passover.
那么第二个节日是五旬节。
And the second one is the Feast of Weeks.
第三个节日是祝棚节。
And the third one is the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我们刚好有三次跟大家一起来学习道理，我们就用这三个节日来谈它的现代意义。
For I have a chance to talk to you for three times so that I will talk about these three festivals.
我们今天晚上来讲逾越节。
Tonight we'll talk about the Passover.
那明天早上来讲五旬节。
And tomorrow we'll talk about the Feast of Weeks.
那个下礼拜六我们就来讲祝棚节。
And next week we'll talk about the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们已经把三次的讲道已经预告。
So I have already told you about this sermon, that the upcoming sermons.
所以让我们有所准备。
So you will be prepared.
那我们今天来谈这个逾越节的起源。
So today we'll talk about the origin of the Passover.
因为这个逾越节是以色列人出埃及的那个晚上所开始的。And
this Passover happened when the night when Israelites left Egypt.
所以要从出埃及记开始谈起。So
we have to talk, we have to start from the book of Exodus.
我们请看出埃及记十二章。Exodus
chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章
Exodus chapter 12
第一节到第二节 到第三节
First one, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, 2. The month is to be for you the first month, the first month of your year. 3. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of the month, each man is to take a lamp for his family, one for each household.
我们请看第六节
Verse 6, take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of the Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
第七节,
7, then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frame of the houses where they eat the lambs.
所以呢,在那个正月十四日的夜晚,
So the 14th day of that month,
因为那是神要差遣天使去击杀埃及家中的长子跟投胎的牲畜。
And that night, God sent an angel to kill all the firstborn of the Egypt.
那么，要如何分辨这是以色列人的家还是埃及人的家呢？
So how do you differentiate between the household of Egyptians and the Israelites?
所以就用这个羔羊的血涂抹在门框门楣上来做一个记号。
It's to use the sign of the blood of lamb to put on the door frame to show it as a sign.
所以呢，当天使来到这个家门口，
So when angel arrived the door frame,
看到这个门框门楣上是有涂羔羊的血，
When they see the door frame is filled with the blood of the lamb,
所以他看到这个记号，他就会跳过去，就不进去这个家里面去击杀里面的长子跟投胎的牲畜。
When they see the blood, they will skip this house and then will not kill the firstborn of this household.
所以他们这个埃及人的家就有悲伤，有人去世。
So in the household of Egyptians, there will be sorrow.
已经有人去世了。
And death.
但是在以色列人的家却是平安的。
But the household of Israel, there will peace.
所以后来每一年的这个日子都要来做纪念，叫做逾越节。
So every year on that day, they have to celebrate, and it is called the Passover.
因为天使是越过的这个门框门楣上有涂羊血的这个家越过了，所以他家是得到平安。Because
the lamb, the angel passed over that door frame that is painted with the blood of the lamb.
所以呢，他们每一年的正月十四日都要来过一个逾越节。
So every year, the 14th day of that month, they have to celebrate Passover.
所以呢, 啊，除了第一个就是要 宰杀羔羊，然后要涂啊门框门楣。
Besides that, they have to slaughter the lamb and to put some blood onto the doorframe.
这只有在啊要出埃及的那个晚上做了这个涂门框门楣的动作，但是以后每一年他们就不必再做这个动作了。
And that slaughtering and put the blood on the doorframe only happened once that night before they left Egypt.
And 以后他们就是每一年的这个夜晚就要宰杀羔羊就可以了。
And every year after that, all they have to do is to slaughter a lamb.
可是每次宰杀啊，他的孩子都会问，为什么要做这个礼呢？为什么要宰杀羔羊呢？
But every time when they slaughtered this lamb at that day, the children will ask, why do you have to do this?
而且他们还要吃无效饼。
And they also have to eat unleavened bread.
啊，那么当然孩子当然会问，为什么要做这些动作呢？
So obviously, the children will ask, why do we have to do this?
我们看十二章的二十五节。
Let's look.
二十五节到二十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 25 to 27. 25.When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, observe the ceremony. 26. And when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you? 27. And then tell them, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of Israel in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians. Then the people bowed down and worshipped.
所以呢，他们每一年过这个节日的时候，孩子会问这个礼是什么意思。
So every year when they have Passover, they will ask the same question.
那么父母就要对他们做一个解释。
And the parents have to give them an explanation.
所以这个节日一直留到现在。
So this Passover remained until now.
一直到现在的犹太人仍然在过这个逾越节。
Even nowadays, the Jews, they also keep Passover.
主要的内容都没有改变。
And the content remains the same.
那我们就来学习，今天在我们属灵的教会里面，我们要如何来过逾越节。
So we have to learn today spiritually how can we keep Passover.
当然呢，主耶稣已经把逾越节来改成一个圣餐。
Of course, Lord Jesus has already transformed the Passover into a
圣餐 Holy Communion.
Holy Communion.
所以呢，主耶稣是在逾越节开始成立这个圣餐。
So Lord Jesus established the Holy Communion at the Passover.
所以我们今天在圣餐的时候也领受了耶稣的肉，耶稣的血。
So at this Holy Communion, we have to partake Lord Jesus' blood and flesh.
就是这无酵饼跟羔羊的血。
It's just like the unleavened bread and the blood of the lamb.
当然呢，在以色列人他们在逾越节是吃羔羊的肉，而不是喝他的血。
Of course, the Jews they eat theThe lamb, the meat of the lamb, but they don't drink the blood of the lamb.
但是主耶稣拿起葡萄汁，然后就说这是我立约的血，然后就成为是好像这是羔羊的血一样做这个圣餐礼。
And Lord Jesus lifted up the cup of grape juice, and he said, "This is the lamb, the blood of the lamb."
这是立约的血。
This is the
covenant.
The blood of the covenant.
所以呢，这是主耶稣把逾越节。把它成为一个圣餐礼的一个转变了。
So Lord Jesus transformed the Passover into this Holy Communion.
那但有关于圣餐礼的部分的道理，我们常常听，我们就不必在这里重复。
Since we always talk about the teachings of Holy Communion, so that we won't talk about it now.
但是我们现在讲的是逾越节在现代的基督徒生活里面，我们要如何来体会。
But how do we keep the Passover as a modern day in modern Christian?
当然，第一个一定有羔羊要宰杀，要牺牲生命。
Firstly, we have to sacrifice a life.
一定要他的血才能够让以色列人来得到平安。
So that for due to the blood, the Israelite can be saved, can be peaceful.
所以呢，今天我们在过逾越节的时候，我们一定有羔羊必须牺牲。
So when we have a Passover, there must be a lamb to be sacrificed.
当然，今天的羔羊就是耶稣基督。
And today, this lamb is Lord Jesus.
所以呢，在施洗约翰呢，在介绍耶稣的时候，就用了这一句话。
So when the John Baptist, when he introduced Lord Jesus, he said this.
好，我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
二十九节。
Chapter 1.Verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
我们再看35节。
35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
36节。
36, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
所以呢，第四节就介绍耶稣就是神的羔羊。
So Lord, the John the Baptist introduced Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.
啊，神的羔羊啊，要献在赎罪祭上来赎我们的罪。
Lamb of God is to be sacrificed and to redeem our sins.
神的羔羊也要涂他的血在门框门楣上，来让以色列人的家得到平安。
The blood of the Lamb of God is to be put onto the doorframe of Israel so that they will be safe and peaceful.
所以呢，施洗约在介绍耶稣啊是神的羔羊，有这代表了这两个意义。
So when the John the Baptist introduced Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God, has these two meanings.
第一个是讲啊以色列人出埃及的夜晚那个逾越节。
Firstly, is to talk about the Passover that the night before the Israelite left Egypt.
第二个是讲呢，在西乃山领受的诫命啊，其中有一个叫赎罪日，要献赎罪祭的这个啊羔羊。
And the second one is the at Mount Sinai where there is where it was the at the Son of Atonement where they have to redeem a sin.
那当然，今天我们呢，在过现代的逾越节，第一个我们一定要感谢耶稣是神的羔羊啊，除去了我们的罪。
So now in modern days, when we keep Passover, we have to praise God and thank God for sacrifice for us.
而且是牺牲了他的生命，才让我们得到平安。
And He sacrificed His life so that we can have peace.
所以今天我们要过现代的逾越节，首先要来感谢耶稣的救赎。
So today, in order to keep the Passover, we have to be grateful for His salvation.
本来我们都有罪。
For all of us have sin.
我们以自己的罪是该受死刑。
And for our sins, we deserve death.
但是耶稣代替我们的罪。
But God redeemed our sins.
所以他代替我们死在十字架上。
And He died for us on the cross.
那今天我们才能够免死。
So that today our sins are forgiven.
本来是我们该死的，可是现在耶稣替我们死。
For we deserve to die, but Lord Jesus died for us.
所以这是保罗啊，谈到一个非常深刻的一种啊体会。
That's why Paul he taught us one thing.
我们请看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节，二十一节。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节。
First 20 and 21.
我们请读二十节就可以了。
First 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ and I have no longer lived, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以保罗呢，很深刻地体会到主耶稣替他死。
So Paul deeply experienced that Lord Jesus died for him.
啊，因为要不是主耶稣啊来拯救保罗，自己是该死的。
If it wasn't Lord Jesus that saved him, he Paul deserved to die.
因为保罗以为他在啊为他的犹太教啊在发热心，在逼迫基督徒。
For Paul was persecuting the Christians, and he thought he was being zealous for the Jews.
所以他还要往大马色的啊的地方呢，去拿到权柄，要来逼迫基督徒。
So he was on his way to Damascus and to persecute Christians.
但是主耶稣在路上对他荣光显现。
But on his way to Damascus.God's glory shone upon him.
他对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢？”
He spoke to Saul. Saul, why do you have to persecute me?
但是保罗那时候问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
But at that time, Paul asked him, "Lord, who are you?"
啊，他啊，主耶稣就说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And he said, "I'm the one you persecuted, Jesus."
你在逼迫我的门徒，就是逼迫我。
You have been persecuting my disciples.The same token you're persecuting me.
所以按照啊保罗在逼迫基督，在逼迫基督徒这样的罪，他是该啊受死刑。
For Paul has been persecuting Christians, he deserved death.
所以保罗说他是罪魁啊。
That's why Paul said, "I'm the sinner among the
sinners." 他是第一个 chief 啊 sinner.
He was the chief sinner.
所以呢，保罗该死的，可是现在主耶稣拯救他，让他免死。
So Paul deserved death, but God, Lord Jesus saved him.
所以呢，他才说主是爱我，为我舍己。
That's why he said, Lord loves me, and He loves me, and to sacrifice Himself for me.
所以今天我们要过现代的逾越节，首先我们要来感受主耶稣是爱我，为我舍己。
So that now, in order to keep Passover, we have to feel that Lord Jesus loves me and to die for me.
是我们每一个人自己要有这么深刻的体验。
Every one of us have to have this experience.
真的，我们如果没有死过，你不知道那个死亡的滋味是什么。
If you have never died, you wouldn't know the taste of death.
当然，我们是没有办法死了再活过来。
Of course, we can't die and resurrect.
但是，如果你曾经经历到死亡的边缘，那么你就会有深刻的体验说。这条命真的不是我的，是主耶稣的。
But if you have experienced a little bit of death, then you know that this is not my, it's God's help.
所以今天我们要如何体会啊，我们的生命不是自己的，而是主耶稣的。
So how can we experience that this life I have doesn't belong to me but belong to Lord Jesus?
我们才会对主耶稣有这么多的感谢。
So that we can be more thankful to Lord Jesus.
这是逾越节的第一个我们啊要来体会的这件事情，非常的重要。
So this is one of the key points in keeping Passover.
啊，我们如果问过一个得到癌症的人
，If you ask a person who has cancer,
本来医生已经跟他判定是死刑了，他概过不久都要死了。
If a doctor already told this person not long after you die,
他也准备为自己办丧礼了。
And he or she has already prepared the funeral.
但是主耶稣竟然让他活下来。
But Lord Jesus let this person live.
所以从此以后，他就知道我这条命不再是自己的。
And from that onward, he or she knows that this life does not belong to me.
我本来是该死的。
For I was supposed to die.
但是竟然主耶稣让我活下来。
But Lord Jesus let me live.
同样的呢，传道我自己也发生过一个大车祸。我记得我在这里做过见证了。
And I have bear testimony before that I had encountered a car accident.
啊，那个大车祸是该死的。
And at that car accident, I was almost died.
但是主耶稣竟然留我的生命。
But Lord Jesus saved my life.
啊，所以我还可以活到现在。
That's why I can
我还可以活到现在。
I can still live.
啊，所以呢，这就是主耶稣啊留我的生命。所以我觉得我现在的生命不再是我自己的了。
So that's why Lord Jesus kept my life, and my life does not belong to me.
当然，我们有的人没有生过癌症，有的人没有发生过大车祸，所以可能要叫你体会这样的感觉不容易。
Maybe none of you have experienced cancer or none of you have experienced car accidents so that you don't know how that feels like.
但是呢，如果你真的 要有接近死亡的体验的时候，其实也不会很难呐。
But if you have to get close to death, that's not too hard.
啊，为什么不难呢？
Why is it not hard?
啊，你只要拿个那个气，那个塑胶袋哈，然后套着你的那个嘴巴哈，你呼吸啊，呼到一分钟没有气了。你就是继续套着，你就没有空气了，你就知道你快要死了。
You can just take a plastic bag and put it in front of your mouth and breathe in it, and until the point that you have there is no more air to breathe in, and you know that that's the point of death.
可能一分钟、两分钟、三分钟，如果再不放掉的话，你真的要死了，你真的要死了。
Maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes, and if you keep on holding the plastic bag, then perhaps first soon you will die.
所以其实人的生命非常脆弱，真的要死是随时都会死。
So it means that.Human's life is very fragile. If it happens to die, then it will die very quickly.
所以我们要如何去体会主耶稣替我死，我才不用死。
So how can we experience that God died for us so that we don't have to die?
所以这是我们现在逾越节第一个要去体会的事情。
So this is one of the first teaching in the Passover.
第二个呢，在逾越节要吃无酵饼。
And secondly,at Passover, we have to eat unleavened bread.
为什么是吃无酵饼呢？
Why unleavened bread?
因为那天晚上他们要离开埃及啊，非常的匆忙。
Because that night they have to leave Egypt and they were in a rush.
我们请看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
十二章三十九节。
Chapter 12, verse 39.With the dove they had brought from Egypt, they baked cakes of unleavened bread. The dove was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves.
所以那个晚上啊，法老王终于答应让他们离开。
And that night, Pharaoh said they can leave.
所以他们非常匆忙啊，赶快走啊，要不然来不及了。
So they were in a rush to leave, otherwise they couldn't make it.
所以很匆忙啊，所以呢，来不及等那个面粉啊发酵。
And it was so rough that they couldn't wait for the cake to be baked.
啊，所以呢，赶快带着这个无酵饼烤一烤，赶快走啊。
So they just took this unleavened bread and left.
不能单言啊，不能再预备啊那些发酵过的食物了。
They cannot delay and cannot wait for those leavened bread.
所以呢，后来这个无酵饼呢，就成为一个困苦饼的一个意义。
So at the end, the unleavened bread means it's a bread of suffering.
我们来看《生命记》十六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy
十六章
chapter 16.
生命记十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
第一节到第三节。
16:1-3. Verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Abib he brought you out of Egypt by night. 2. Sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God. An animal from the flock or herd at the place of the Lord will choose a dwelling for his name. 3. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction because you left Egypt in haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt.
所以这里又说到逾越节为什么要吃无酵饼呢？
So here it talks about why people they eat unleavened bread at Passover.
因为那天晚上是非常的急忙离开埃及的。
Because that night they were in rush to leave Egypt.
啊，所以呢，他们每一年都要吃无酵饼来纪念他们的祖先是如何匆忙的要离开埃及。
So every night they have to eat unleavened bread to remember their ancestors when they left Egypt.
同样也是纪念他们的祖先曾经在埃及受的苦难。
And also to remember the ancestor has suffered in Egypt.
因为他们在埃及成为你的奴隶。
Because they were slaves in Egypt.
所以呢，这个无酵饼呢，就是一种纪念他们之以前所受的苦。
So this unleavened bread is a remembrance for those affliction, in the past.
所以呢，这个无酵饼也称为困苦饼。
So this unleavened bread is also called the bread of suffering.
啊，所以纪念以前在埃及地的那种困苦。
To remembrance those the affliction days in Egypt.
所以呢，这个困苦呢，啊，不要忘记。
So we should never forget the affliction.
困苦呢，是要让我们得到造就，得到成长的。
Affliction makes us grow and be stronger.
所以呢，现代的逾越节，我们要吃无酵饼。
So today, modern days, Passover, we have to eat unleavened
bread. 也就是说，我们现代的生活，我们也会受苦。
It means that.In our modern days, we will suffer.
我们今天好像在吃无酵饼啊，这种困苦饼啊，在过基督徒的生活一样。
Because we eat these bread of suffering to go through our lives as a Christian.
当然，基督徒啊是要得到喜乐的。
Of course, Christians meant to be joyful.
但是我们是在困苦当中要喜乐。
But we have to be joyful in the midst of suffering.
所以这是一个矛盾的话。
So this sounds very contradicting.
我们一般都是说顺利平安啊，自然就喜乐。
For we often think that if we have a smooth life, then we will be happy.
可是圣经却是叫我们要在困苦当中要喜乐。
But the Bible tells us that we have to be joyful in the midst of suffering.
这样的个矛盾呢，是要如何解释呢
？So how can we explain this contradiction?
因为我们在困苦里面看到它的价值，看到它的意义。
Because in during affliction we can see his value, his righteousness.
而这个困苦呢，乃是那种喜乐啊，乃是那种平安顺利所没有办法体会到的成长跟价值。
And during the suffering, we can feel joy and peace that we could not feel during our happy days.
啊，所以我们来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章二十节、二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20-21. Verse 20. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. 21. When you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it.
所以呢，主虽然以艰难给我们当饼，困苦当水。
So even though Lord Jesus gives you bread of adversity and the water of affliction,
所以呢，我们还是要在这个基督徒的生活里面承受这种苦难呢。
So in this Christian's life, we still have to get this sufferings.
但是我们要听到教师的声音。
But we have to hear the voice of the teacher.
因为也在困苦跟困难的时候，我们才会打开耳朵听到教师的声音。
Only during affliction, we will open our ears and hear the voice of our teachers.
人真的是一个非常软弱的动物啊。
For humans are very weak.
啊，因为我们在平安顺利的时候，耳朵是关闭的，听不到声音的。
When our life is peaceful, we wouldn't open our ears.
因为那时候我们只欢乐啊，只是在那种享受的生活里面。
During that time, we'll just be joyful and we will enjoy our life.
啊，那个时候我们是啊，过的是醉生梦死的生活。
And at that time, we just pursue whatever, it's good.
但是在艰难困苦的时候，我们却会安静我们的耳朵，开始聆听神的声音。
But during affliction, we will open our ears and hear the voice of God.
我们说一个人啊，在平安顺利的时候啊，他开着车子到处玩。
When a person is has a peaceful life, he will drive his car and go everywhere he wants.
到处去应酬啊，可能去啊上酒家喝酒了。
Or maybe go to a pub and drink alcohol.
那个时候欢乐到不行啊，所以根本听不到主的声音。
He will be enjoying all these entertainment and he could not hear the voice of God.
但是呢，一旦他生病出了车祸，躺在医院里面的时候。
But once a person encounters a car accident or any affliction in the hospital,
他躺在医院的病床上，他的啊，两只手、两只脚都不能动了。
When he was lying in the hospital and he couldn't move his arms or legs,
那时候也没有人在跟他喝酒了。
And at that time, no one would drink with him.
啊，那时候他的眼睛呢，只能看着天花板。
And all he can look at is the roof, the ceiling.
这个时候呢，他的耳朵才打开了。
At that time, his ears will be open.
而打开听到教师的声音。
And when his ears are open, he hears the voice of the teacher.
就是你或向左或向右，你听到后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
For you look at the left and to the right, and you hear a voice say, "This is the way, walk in it."
啊，所以我们呢、啊，在困苦艰难的时候，就要听到教师的声音。
So during our affliction, we have to hear the voice of our teacher.
这是主耶稣啊，不得不加给我们的患难跟困难。是为了让我们听到他的声音。
So that's why Lord Jesus gave us sufferings and affliction so that we can hear his voice.
这是主耶稣不得不啊所做的方法。
And this is the way that Lord Jesus teaches us, tells us.
啊，他不能不这样做啊。
He had to do this.
啊，所以呢，我们今天啊也只好这样子的领受了这个艰难跟困苦。
So today we have to receive this affliction and suffering.
所以今天的逾越节就是要吃无酵饼，要吃这个困苦饼。
So today, modern days pass over, we have to eat unleavened bread.
所以我们今天相信耶稣之后，我们也会遇到困难。
So today, once after we believe in Lord Jesus, we will encounter sufferings.
但是我们在这个受苦的时候，我们却有信心，我们要得到的成长跟造就。
But at the midst of affliction, we have to be faithful and believe that Christ will help us.
再来呢，这个无酵饼呢，啊，另外有一个意义就是无酵的，它是没有发酵的。
And another meaning of the unleavened bread is it's an unleavened bread. It's without
yeast. 那么这个酵呢？啊，在新约里面已经知道它是代表了一种邪恶的东西。
And the yeast it represents something evil, and that's stated in.
我们请看哥林多前书。
In New Testament, let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6-8. 6. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. 8. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
所以一点面酵使全团发起来。
So if there is a little yeast, it will work through the entire batch of dough.
所以呢，一点面酵的力量很大，我们不要忽略了一点点面酵的啊的影响力。
So the power of the little yeast is great. We shouldn't overlook it.
那特别保罗说，这个面酵呢，就是那个恶毒邪恶的酵。
And this yeast is evil.
所以呢，我要在逾越节使用无酵饼。
So during Passover, we have to use unleavened bread.
才能够把这个酵拿掉。
So that we can remove the yeast.
才能够得到圣洁。
So that we can be holy.
所以今天我们在属灵的生活上啊，我们要过这个逾越节，就是要过这个除酵节。
During the modern Passover, we have to have unleavened bread is to live holy life.
要把这个酵拿掉的生活。
We have to remove the yeast of our life. 所以今
天我们啊，基督徒的生活要过一个无酵的生活。
So our Christian life should be a life without yeast.
啊，所以呢，我们要如何把那些看不到啊影 但是影响却很大的那个一点点的酵，要把它拿掉。
So how can we remove those yeast that we cannot see?
这一点点的罪呢，我们不要忽略它。
We should not overlook all these little sins.
也就是说，我们内心的一点点的那种罪的欲望，我们都要克制它。
Which means all those little evil desires in your heart, we have to remove them all.
所以我们常常说有一句话，勿以善小而不为，勿以恶小而为之啊，就是说，意思说。不要以为这点小善呢，太小了，不必去做这件善事。
So we shouldn't overlook little good things that we can do for other people.
不是，这个 goodness 太小了，所以我们不必做这种小善。
Maybe something's too small, too insignificant, but we shouldn't overlook it.
对，那我们就不必做这种小善，这个 small goodness.
Oh, then we can do the small goodness thing.
但是。这个恶很小，所以我们就做点恶事吧。
But doesn't mean that the evil is tiny, then we can still do the evil.
这个是不对的。
This is wrong.
所以呢，我们要如何克制？虽然是小恶，还是要克制。
So even though is the evil is minute, but we still have to control it.
因为这都是一点面酵。
Because this is the little yeast.
所以面酵是最小的，可是它的力量却最大的。
Even though the yeast is little, but it's very powerful.
所以呢，我们要追求一个圣洁的生活，就是要如何把一点点的面酵也要把它拿掉。
Therefore, we have to pursue a holy life is to remove every tiny bit of the yeast.
那一点点面酵就是我们的私欲啊。
And these yeast are our own desire.
我们来看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
14节 ，15节。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 14.14. But each one is evil. Nor does he tempt anyone. Oh, sorry. 14. But each one is tempted when he by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. 15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin when it's full grown gives birth to death.
所以个人被试探呢，是被自己的私欲所引诱的。
So whenever each one is tempted, it is tempted by his own evil desire.
那私欲就是那一点点的面酵。
And the evil desire is the little yeast.
而这一点面酵呢，会让全团发起来。
And this little yeast could work through the entire dough.
所以十五节就是说，私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来。
That's what verse 15 say. The desire has conceived and it gives birth to sin.
圣经是用怀胎来做一个比喻。
In the Bible, it talks about it use a comparison by the desire get conceived.
因为我们知道一个妈妈怀孕生孩子要十个月。
For we know that for a woman to conceive and be pregnant, it needs 10 months.
从她开始有怀孕的迹象到孩子长大可以生下来要十个月。
From the baby was conceived to giving birth, it takes 10 months.
所以这是一个很长的时间，才会让那一个个小细胞，然后长大成为一个婴孩。
And this is a long process for the egg to be conceived and then to give birth.
所以呢，这个比喻就告诉我们说，我们的私欲也会像这样的来长大。
And it means that our own evil desire it will grow like in such a way.
也会像一个妈妈肚子里面那个细胞受精卵呢，它着床怀孕，然后就开始长大了。
It's the same token that when the egg is conceived and then it grows for 10 months.
所以呢，最后就会生出罪来。
And at the end, the sin is born.
所以呢，今天我们的一点点的那种私欲不要让它有成长的空间，有成长的时间。
For those little evil desires, those sins we have, we should not let it grow at all.
因为呢，如果你给他时间，也给他空间，他就会真的越来越大。
If you give it space and time to grow, it will grow bigger and bigger.
我们宁可呢，一开始就把它断掉了，不要让它发展。
Rather, we should get rid of it right from the beginning.
这样一点点的私欲就把它断掉了，我们就可以把这个酵拿掉了。
So if we can get rid of it from the beginning, then we can get rid of the evil desires.
所以这个时候我们要。勇敢地把它放掉。
So right from the beginning, we have to be courageous and get rid of it.
要把这样的贪心也把它勇敢地放掉。
And for the greed, we have to get rid of it.
这该放就把它放。
Whatever we should get rid of, we should do that.
所以有一个故事这样讲啊。
So there was a story goes like this.
山上要去抓一些猴子，怎么抓？
And And on the mountain, how can you grab a monkey?
因为猴子是跳来跳去、飞来飞去的，要抓猴子很难。
For the monkey always jump around, it's very hard to catch a monkey.
所以呢，这些猎人呢 ，hunter， 他们就有一个方法来设一个陷阱，要来抓猴子的。
So these hunters, they made a trap to trap the monkeys.
他们呢拿到一个猴子最喜欢吃的一个食物。
They found this food that the monkey loves the most.
然后呢，就把它放在地板上。
And they put it on the floor.
然后呢，在旁边呢再用一个东西把它固定住。
And surrounded it, it fixed the food on the floor.
那固定在地板上，然后里面就放这个食物。
And fixed on the floor, and inside that structure, it has the.
可是呢，这个箱子里面呢，这个孔啊，就是只有他一只手可以进去的这么大小而已。
And that box, it has a hole that it's of the size of the monkey's hand.
当他的手进去就抓到那个水果呢，这么大个，他抓到以后。它是出不来的。
So once the monkey put its hand inside the box, he could not take it out again.
但是这个时候呢，如果他把东西放掉了，他一样可以出来，他一样可以跑掉。
If he grabbed the food, he couldn't take the hand out. But if he leave the food behind, he could take the hand out again.
可是一个猴子是贪心，他不可能放掉他拿到的这个食物。
But the monkey is greedy, so that he will never.Willing to leave the food that he grabbed hold of.
所以呢，每次猎人呢一来到的时候，马上看到这猴子已经还活着哦，可是他已经被那个陷阱已经卡在那里了，他放不掉，他不能走。
So whenever the hunter sees that there is a monkey, he's still alive, but he couldn't let go of the food.
此时他如果放掉这个水果，他就跑掉了，可是他就不愿意放，所以还是。留在那个地方，然后就被猎人抓到了。
If the monkey is willing to leave the food and run away, he could save his life, but he did not want to leave the food away.
所以现在我们最难的就是你拿到的这个利益，拿到了这个好处，可是对你的灵性没有帮助，是有伤害的。可是你舍不得把它放掉，你就会涉入这个陷阱。
So if you always hold on to something that is bad for you, then at the end you will be trapped and will not be saved.
所以我们要如何在这个时候要勇敢的放掉，然后我们得到灵性上的一种成长跟造就。
So you have to get rid of and remove whatever is bad for you so that you can be saved.
然后我们才能够得救啊。所以呢，今天我们呢在灵性上的成长呢是不断的需要的提醒。
So in our in order to grow spiritually, we have to keep on reminding ourselves.
我们需要来聚会来。听讲道理来提醒我们的灵性。
We have to come keeping Sabbath and listen to the word of God.
我们常常要读圣经，也要来提醒我们自己。
We have to often read the Bible and remind ourselves.
我们有时候忘了我们现在是在什么样的环境之下。
Sometimes we forget about our own surroundings.
所以当别人提醒你说，你就把你手上的东西放掉嘛，你就自由了，你就平安了。
So sometimes people tell you that just.Leave behind whatever is in your hand, then you will be freed.
可是我们如果听不进去别人这样劝告，我们就一直抓着他，然后我们就被抓到了。
But if you did not listen to other people's encouragement, then you will just hold on to whatever is bad for you and couldn't leave.
所以这个猴子是抓住他要的，可是他也被抓了。
So this monkey grabbed hold of whatever he wanted, but he was captured.
所以呢，我们今天要如何在这个时候要有勇气来放弃？放弃那些私欲带给我们的那些引诱。
So today we have to be courageous and leave behind whatever the evil desires we have.
因为这些私欲带来的引诱都是最终之乐。
And all these evil desires brought us into the sinful life.
在最终之乐呢是不能长久的，而且会带来坏处。
And we cannot live in a sinful life for a long time, and it will bring us a bad thing.
所以我们现在在过逾越节，我们可以有这三个方向来思考。
So when we have this modern Passover, we have these three things to ponder about.
第一个，逾越节一定有羔羊要宰杀。
Firstly, at modern Passover, there must be a lamb to be slaughtered.
所以主耶稣为我们牺牲生命了。
Means that Lord Jesus sacrificed his life for us.
所以我们要感谢主耶稣的救赎。
So we have to thank God and for his salvation for us.
在他们要吃无效饼。
Secondly, we have to eat the unleavened bread.
无效饼也叫困苦饼。
And this unleavened bread is also called the bread of suffering.
所以我们今天要受苦。
That's why today we have to suffer.
可是受苦却要得到喜乐。
But when we suffer, we get happiness.
这才是真正的喜乐。
And this is the real joy, real happiness.
这不是那种天真无知的喜乐。
It's not these of those innocent happiness.
这乃是一个真正的喜乐。
It's a true happiness.
到第三个，无效饼要除掉那些邪恶的效。
Thirdly, the unleavened bread is to remove all the yeast.
把那些邪恶的效拿掉，我们就得到圣洁。
Is to remove all these evil yeast so that we can become holy.
主耶稣就会跟我们同在，让我们在现代的逾越节过得更有充实，更有更多的造就。
So Lord Jesus will be with us so that we can live a life that is edifying and glorifying God.
我们现在一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
477首。